Today is Friday, August 9th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Passion Fruit Day. It's also National Veep Day, so you can celebrate Kamala. You can celebrate Kamala Harris or Tim. Oh, what's his name? Kamala's VP pick. Let's see. Kamala VP pick. Tim Walz, who will be the VP starting, what, January 6th of next year, January 20th? When does the new president take the throne? I'm not really sure, but anyway, he will be the new VP, and so yeah, you can celebrate him, you can celebrate Kamala, or whatever you want to celebrate. It's also National Rice Pudding Day. Did I say that already? Now I don't even remember. My memory is so bad. It's also, last but not least, it is National Book Lovers Day. So I do love a book. I do love a book. I struggle in my middle-aged years to read books. It's hard for me to find time to sit down and read a book because reading a book is not an activity that you can do with your loved one. And so when I'm free, we're normally watching TV or playing board games, normally watching TV, but occasionally we do play board games and or going to restaurants or doing other things, playing Pokemon, doing other things like that. And so my free time, other than podcasting, is taken up a lot by my boyfriend, by my partner, my boyfie, and reading is one of those things. You know, he doesn't really read a lot, so sitting next to each other and reading, and it's, if he's watching TV, I can't really sit next to him and read a book. And I also fall asleep if I try to do it before bed. And so I did start listening to Audible again. I know I told you guys that. And that's working because I am trying to get 10,000 steps a day, so I can listen to Audible books while I'm doing my walk. I've told you about the struggles that I have there, although I think I can get around those. I think I can get around those because those struggles are really, my mind wanders. And so I'll be listening and I'll start thinking about work, or I'll start thinking about a podcast, or I'll start thinking about who knows, whatever. And then, you know, 5 minutes will go by and I'll have no idea where I am in the book. And yeah. So, but I am currently reading a book on reading, air quotes, on Audible. So I guess I can celebrate National Book Day. By the way, just a report. As you guys know, I do record these the night before, but I will let you know that I am, yesterday, as I told you, was National Whataburger Day. We even played a couple of Whataburger commercials so that I can prove to you guys that I say it the way that the official company says it. And yeah, I am going to eat Whataburger for dinner. I have not eaten anything at all today. Nothing. Not one bite of food whatsoever. I have saved up all of my calories. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to get a Whataburger, but no cheese. So I'm going to save the calories there. And I'm only going to get the burger. And I'm going to come home and use the air fryer to heat up some frozen lower calorie French fries that I have in the freezer here. The ones that I found that are the lowest calorie fries that I've been able to find at the grocery store. So I'll do that. So at least I'll have a Whataburger. We do have some contact here. So I try my hardest not to say, but I do say it sometimes. But I was listening to my show yesterday. I never listen to my show. And I was pretty pleased with the amount of times that I said it because I'm trying to get rid of verbal what is it, ticks, or not really ticks, but those placeholder words that we use. Because when you're doing a podcast, especially a top of the mind podcast, you don't know exactly, it's not like I have a script in front of me. I don't know what I'm going to say. So those filler words, like whatever, fill the space while your brain is thinking about what you're going to say next. And I'm trying to just put pauses instead of doing those filler words. But I did hear that I did say a few times in that episode that I listened to. But I really try. I just want to let you guys know, if you're one of those people that it bothers, I do try to leave out those words. We have some contact. We have a text message, a couple of text messages here. Gary in Portland says, I got the Euro lift and I no longer leak. No. Well, it says, I got the Euro lift and I know K-N-O-W. And then he texted again and corrected it to N-O. I don't know what Euro lift is. And what the Eurolift procedure is, a minimally invasive outpatient procedure that treats benign prostatic hyperplasia or enlarged prostate in men over 45. The procedure involves inserting a device through the urethra. Oh, no. To place small implants that lift and hold the prostate tissue out of the way, opening the urethra and allowing urine to flow without obstruction. Oh gosh. So they put a tube in your pee hole? I don't know. I'm just saying, look, we know that I do not go make a habit of visiting the doctor. We know that I should. So I can't say for sure whether I have an enlarged prostate because I have not had a prostate exam. I don't know that I've ever had a prostate exam, but anyway, probably at some point when my parents were making me go to, I don't know, did they do that when you're younger? I don't know. I'm going to die. You guys, I'm just going to drop dead, but it is what it is. Anyway, I don't know. But all I'm saying is my entire life, not just in my older age, but my entire life, there were times when I would not quite get all the pee out and I would put my penis. I don't know why I'm saying penis. I would put my junk back in my underwear, and then I would realize that not all of the urine was gone and it would leak into my, and so that happens. And this has happened to me even when I was younger. So all I'm saying is that underwear is a protective barrier to make sure that you don't have wet spots on your pants. And in Fatty's, you know, upper middle age that he is, I would assume maybe he has a Loctite urethra that nothing comes out of. But I would assume that there might be some leakage occasionally. Or what if you've just had sex or had a gentleman caller? And, you know, sometimes there's a little bit of extra stuff left over that kind of sneaks out later on. And then you have a spot, like a unsightly spot. I don't know. My name is Ray, I appreciate your text, Gary. I'm not going to look into a Eurolift for myself at the moment. I don't think I need a Eurolift. But if and when I do, I know that it exists. I didn't even know that. But putting a tube in your pee hole? Oh my goodness. That is a thing. So yeah, mostly, like I said, I've been working this week. Today, so we are preparing for Daniel to arrive. And I feel like I can't compete with Disney. I can't compete with Orlando in showing Daniel around. And I've been saying, oh, I'm going to plan. But there is really nothing. You know, we don't have time to go camping. We don't have time to stay at the gay resort. And I feel like Mark would not be, I say all this about Mark and maybe he would love it, you know, but I assume he's like this conservative, whatever. I assume he would not enjoy going to a gay resort where people are nude. People are probably having sex in various places, stuff like that. So anyway, Or at the very least, he would not find that interesting. And we don't have time anyway to stay in Eureka because Mark doesn't have PTO and yada yada. Daniel's leaving on Monday and we want to go to the Grape Festival on Saturday. But trying to plan what I'm going to do with Daniel so that he doesn't just... The next episode of The Gay Mix, he's like, ooh, Northwest Arkansas is horrible. It's very nature-y, and it's hot outside, so I don't really feel like Daniel's going to want to go on a hike or something like that, you know? Anyway, so I am looking for things to do, and the Grape Festival is on the list. There are a couple of eating things that we're going to do. We are going to go to Eureka and show him the town of Eureka. It's a very nice town. It's quaint. It's old world, old whatever. It's kind of hippie-ish. There's a mixture of artsy people, gay people. They're also Christian people. They all intermingle together. It's an interesting dichotomy. But I've been looking around to try to find some things to do. But looking at top 15 things to do in Eureka, one of them's like a bluegrass concert. I also don't know if he would be interested in a blue, picking and a grinning. Maybe I should just ask him. Daniel, do you like a picking and a grinning? Do you want to go to a hoedown? So I've been doing that. We've been looking at Greece. I picked a whole bunch of shit on Viator for Mykonos that now we have to go through and pare down. But we have 13 hours. Our what do they call them? Ports of call in this Greece cruise are 12, 13 hours. In Norway, we only got 5-6 hours per port. I don't know why we needed that little amount of time. I'm not really sure, but maybe there are some rules in Norway or something. But in Greece, we're in port for 12, 13 hours. So we may do two excursions in Mykonos because I kind of want to do a wine sort of tasting olive oil thing. But also there's this island that has all these Greek ruins or Roman ruins. I don't know, but some kind of ruins. And that's really cool, but I also want to see the town of Mykonos and the little village there and all the blue-lidded buildings. Look up Mykonos. It's very pretty. You'll see. It's blue. Blue roofs. So I've been doing that. Today I mowed in preparation of Daniel. And I also worked. I got a lot accomplished at work. Some kind of chart that my boss asked for. I did that. Worked on some metrics for something else. Had meetings, but I also found time to mow. And I'm going to clean Daniel's bathroom tonight, and then we will be ready for him. So I'll let you guys know what we did in Monday's episode, maybe? All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.